This is the Magic Number 9 Hockey Broadcast, October 17th, 2013-2014 NHL season. Welcome back. It's been a while. A lot of hockey been played and a lot of things have happened. But, as you know, you all follow the game, so I'm not going to need to tell you about the Avalanche's undefeated streak, San Jose's strongest opening in forever, Patrick Waugh is the new coach of the Avalanche, looking to break an NHL record for most consecutive wins by a first-time coach, set by his one-time coach, Mr. Tremblay, the 95-96 Montreal Canadiens. A streak that will either be broken and a new record is set, or it will end tonight in Colorado when the Detroit Red Wings take the ice against their age-old nemesis, the cobra to their mongoose, Mr. Patrick Waugh. I say this, he was a fantastic goalie, but I don't think much of him personally. That being said, Detroit seems to have got their power play back. Hallelujah! Weiss and Alfredson are finally starting to carry their weight. Alfredson, I think, had a little bit of a wake-up call when Babcock kicked him down to the third line and said, "Look, I don't care what you did in Ottawa. What have you done for me lately, baby?" Well, Alfie started producing, and he's got assists and finally got his first goal and has actually learned how to pass again and is playing the way he is expected to play, as anyone is expected to play who wears the winged wheel. Tonight's games, Vancouver-Buffalo. I'm going with Buffalo. I don't know why. I like the underdog, and I feel lucky. Hurricanes-Toronto. Got to go with the Leafs. They're looking tough, even with Lupul Shaky and Van Riemsdyk out. I think they've got gas in the tank, and they start strong. Typically, they'll start strong. They aren't due for their annual collapse until later in the year. Edmonton-New York Islanders. Going with the Islanders. Edmonton, you still don't have it together. Coaching problems, it's just not happening. It's just not happening. Their rebuild has not brought the results that we would like to see. Penguins, Flyers. Flyers are off to their worst start maybe in franchise history. Penguins are the Penguins. You got people like Dupuis, Kunitz, Crosby, Malkin. You know, they're not going to ever be bad. Just accept that. So they're always going to be the favorites. But I'm feeling sassy, so I think I'm going with the Flyers. Maybe it's wishful thinking. Maybe I just don't like the Penguins. I don't know. Blue Jackets versus Montreal. Well, the Blue Jackets put up quite a struggle in their loss to Detroit the other night. Montreal pretty much is the same Montreal as last year. Pacioretty is iffy, but still playing. And their two guys they got, Peros and Murray, both out. So much for their off-season activity. I'm still going to go with Montreal because I don't like Columbus. Hell, I don't even like Ohio. New Jersey Devils versus Ottawa. I'm rooting for the Devils here for the Red Wings' sake, but I really like the Ottawa Senators better than the Devils. And I frankly think the Ottawa Senators have a better shot at this game than the Devils do. Devils are beset with, well, organizational difficulties, let's just put it that way. And Ottawa is playing a tough physical game. I think they've got the edge. Minnesota versus Tampa Bay. Let's hope Minnesota wins again for the sake of the Red Wings, but realistically, the favorites are Tampa Bay. Boston, Florida, that's a no-brainer. Boston, all day, every day. Florida are bums. St. Louis versus Chicago. A classic regional battle. I'm going to say St. Louis. Los Angeles versus Nashville. Los Angeles is kind of struggling right now. They don't know who they are anymore. So I'm going to say Nashville. San Jose versus Dallas. San Jose's the favorites, but that streak's got to end sometime. So I'm going with Dallas. And of course, Detroit versus Colorado. 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Do not miss this game. It is one for the history books, no matter what happens. Either the streak ends or it continues and Patrick Waugh gets another NHL record. Let's hope we can make him cry the way we did when Mike Vernon and Chris Osgood each took a turn beating his ass back in the day. You suck, Waugh. But that's just personally. That's not professionally. You're a fantastic goalie. And right now, you're a pretty good-looking coach. Got to give credit where credit's due. Hockey fan first. The guy's got results. I don't like him, but he's got results. So, now, special shout-outs to our listeners, Vincenzo Muro and Lori Madden, for guessing what the meaning of the magic number 9 was. Vincenzo gave the most poetic answer about the universal number of creativity, and Lori gave the closest to the accurate number, guessing that it was a reference to Gordie Howe's number 9. However, it isn't just Gordie Howe, it's also Rocket Richard. It's two times for Wayne Gretzky. It's the 1 and the 9 of Bossy, of Yzerman. It's the 1 and the 9 of even, dare I say, Shane Doan. It's all the number 9s. 91, Fedorov, 9... The fact is, in hockey, 9 is a magical number. Anybody who wears it, even as a part of their number, is going to do well. And all the greatest players, the greatest, had a 9 in there somewhere. So that's the meaning of the magic number 9. The magic number 9 is the magic number 9. It's kind of self-explanatory. Anywho, Detroit, you're looking much better. I am very happy to see you on a 3-game win streak. Let's hope we make it 4 tonight in Colorado and we put it right back in Wa's face just for old time's sake. Even though we're not even in the same conference anymore, I want those 2 points. And I want that streak over. I think we can do it. We're looking good on injuries. Howie may be out. Might be Gustafson again. Sure would be nice if it was Howard, though. Well, we'll see what Babsy has in store for us tonight in a few hours. Until the next time, I'm John Madden. This is the Magic Number 9 Hockey Broadcast. I'll see you next game.